Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Like a million bucks, things in his cuffs.
Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah. Everybody out there listening to me,
put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Oh, yeah. Steve Harvey,
we're in.
Oh, listen.
Steve Harvey, why don't you join in?
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. Yeah, man. Steve Harvey got a radio show. Trying to do something with it, too, man. I was having a conversation the other day with a young person, and they were telling me how they felt that their life was stuck, that their life was in a rut, that they didn't know what to do next. And one of the things that was causing them this sadness or this depression, I mean, they're really, really into something right now. One of the things that was causing it was the fact that they had made a list of things they wanted to accomplish by a certain age. And that age, they just had a birthday recently. And they were looking at the list, and the list hadn't been fulfilled. And because that list hadn't been fulfilled, they were really, really sad about it. You know, one of the things that they had on the list was marriage, kids, and I don't know everything else that was on the list, but that was one of them. And because she had reached a certain age and she wasn't married and she didn't have the kids, and she had just celebrated her birthday, she's gone into this mode of sadness where it's really, really taken a toll on her. And as I was learning about her situation, I was thinking about it. And I just wanted to share this with you all this morning, that one of the things about making a list about what you want, which I happen to be a proponent of, I do it myself. I have people have dream boards. I have a goal sheet. I've been doing it for years. It's a wonderful way to set goals and to keep it in front of you as a constant reminder. And I always go over this goal list every day. You know, I mean, I go over it all the time, every day. Sometimes I miss a day here and there, but mostly every day I pull my goal sheet out and I look at it, I read it. So I was going to these rallies and I was learning about you know, people who were successful and how they kept their mind right and positive. And one of the things I learned was to make these dream boards, these lists, these goal sheets. And in making a goal sheet, and you make the sheet according to what you want, think about one thing. When you made your goal sheet about what you wanted, does your goal sheet have on it what God wants from you? Did you ask in any of this what was his will in your life? You know, look, man, what we want oftentimes is not what he wants for us. And, you know, if you're fighting against what you were created for, if you're fighting against his will, I mean, what do you want to happen? See, don't be so hard on yourself when you look at your goal sheet and you look at what you've not become, what you thought was a great idea. Don't be so hard on yourself, because you just made a minor mistake, as do most people. We oftentimes make our goals and set our goals up without ever considering what is it that God wants from us. We keep talking about what we want without ever finding out or knowing what it is God wants for us. Well, guess what, man? Maybe you're fighting against the grain. Maybe you're just a salmon heading upstream. That's a tough fight upstream. Not all salmons get up to the spawning grounds, you know. Some of them don't make it upstream, you know. But all of them, nearly all of them, except the ones that's killed by prey, when they're spawned, they go out to the ocean. That's cool, because you're going with the grain. You're going downstream. You're going with the flow. But when it's time to go against the grain, it's tough. And a lot of us have just been going against the grain for all of these years. But you know what? Listen, man, I did it. I know a lot of people who did it. Very few people get it right from the very beginning. Man, you got to stumble through life sometimes. Sometimes you got to fall through life. You got to make a lot of mistakes, man. But these mistakes are not failures. You know, when you fail at something, don't look at it as a failure. Don't look at yourself as a failure because you're 30 and your goals ain't reached that you had on your list. That was your list. What about the things that's going right? Stop looking at what you're not. Take some time out and thank God for what you are. How about the fact that you keep waking up to be 30? You know, you get depressed about these birthdays. You really want to throw yourself in some depression. Miss a birthday. You really got a problem now. Look at where you are. You keep reaching birthdays. That's a glorious blessing. You keep waking up. You got your health. You've accomplished something. Something on your list is done. People spend too much time on the negative side, and you're just throwing yourself into depression. So what, you wanted to be married by a certain age and you wanted to have kids? Okay, cool. You could have done all that with the wrong person. There's a blessing in not being married to the wrong person. There's a blessing in not having kids and nobody to help you raise them. There's a blessing in that, man. You're talking to somebody who can tell it to you. You can marry the wrong person if you want to. I'm telling you, you're going to be up in some mess you can't count on. So instead of being angry, because you're not married, you don't have kids. Why don't you thank God the man? Maybe he spared you from some misery here. Maybe you could have married the wrong person. Maybe you'd have kids and you're not really ready to be a mother or a father. You got to look at the upside, man. Quit looking at what you don't have. Take some time to thank God for what you do have. When you do that, you make more room for blessings to flow into your life. I'm not saying how God thinks because I really don't know, but I'm telling you. If a person comes to me and I always give a person something and they never appear grateful or they never say thank you, please know you can quit coming to me. Now, I don't know that's how God works because I've gone back to him several times without being grateful or thanking him and he's filled my basket up again. So I really think he's not like that, but I can't make the call for sure. But I think at one point in time, Me, just me talking. I'd be a little ticked off at somebody who was always taking and never showing any gratitude. At one point in time, I would just stop the flow of the take. You know, you can't take no more from me. That's what I would do. Now, I'm not calling it like that because I ain't him. But I know he's merciful. He's full of goodness and he'll forgive you again. And thank God he does that because he's sure enough done it for me. But wow, man, take some time out today and be grateful for what you have. Stop complaining about where you're not and think about where you are and then take it from there. And the next time you make a list, make sure on that list you have God's will. What does he want for you? Does God create, give everybody a gift and a talent? Some of us never apply gifts and talents. We head off in another direction. Then you wonder why your life ain't where it's supposed to be. Have you ever thought about what God gifted you to do? Have you ever thought about doing that? Skip what you want. I wanted to play in the NBA, but I got to tell you something. At dribbling and shooting and running all at one time, it's throwing me off a little bit, you know. So I'm doing what I do. It's pretty cool. You can look at it that way, okay?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found at NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is here, another great day. Oh, man, thank you, God. Sure appreciate it. I feel pretty good today, too, man. I'm celebrating life today. I'm celebrating life. And let me tell y'all something. No matter how it's going for you, can you understand the fact that at least it's going? Man, if you can wrap your mind around that, no matter how it's going for you, at least it's going. And know this, this too shall pass. Lord, have mercy. Boy, that's good news. This too shall pass. Do you hear me? Do you hear me, Carla? Do you hear me, Shirley? Do you hear me, Mississippi? Do you hear me, Junior? Yeah. Do you hear me, Tommy?
Yes,
this
sir.
This too shall pass.
Yes, sir.
Man,
yes, sir.
Man, oh, man, oh, man. Junior, what's on your mind today, man?
Well, let me ask you this, Unc, man. Let me ask you. How do you even know what your assignment is from God? Like, people are talking about, I'm supposed to be doing this, I'm supposed to be doing that. How do you know what your assignment is from God?
Well, you have to listen. See, it's two things that I learned to do. I pray and I meditate. Now, I learned the difference between those two. Praying is talking to God. Mm-hmm. Meditating is listening to God. Those two things are very important to come to terms with. Now, here is the one key element in listening to God. And I learned this from Bishop Kenneth Olmer in Los Angeles. God's voice has no sin in it. It's sinless. God ain't told you to go down there and tell them off. God ain't told you to go over there and straighten them out. God ain't told you to go quit and leave them hanging. He didn't do that. that is not him. That's not his voice. His voice is peace. His voice is love. Mm-hmm. So when you are trying to determine your purpose, when you are trying to determine your mission in life, when you are listening, he will reveal to you the loving thing to do, the peaceful thing to do, the joyful thing to do, the giving thing to do. That's what he'll reveal to you, because all of your real purposes in life has something to do with giving. You are not here to take. You are here to give and to serve in some form or fashion. Mm-hmm. You ain't here to sell nothing. You are here to give and to serve in some form or fashion. We all have that cross put on us at one point in time. It usually starts with your family. Oh. And then it can go from there. Or maybe that's your mission in life, to be a servant to your family, a provider, a leader, a guide. But everything that has your purpose wrapped up into it has some giving to it. And it comes with a very high cost. And the thing that it's going to cost you is you're going to have to give up something that you love dearly to perform the duty of your purpose.
I just told
myself something right there.
All right, amen.
A whole word up say, in here. Amen. Yes.
All right, coming up in 32 minutes after the hour, we'll hear from the nephew as he runs that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time to start your morning off with the nephew and run that prank back. What you got, Nev?
You're wearing my clothes. You're wearing my clothes. Let's go, Kat.
Hello? I'm trying to reach Wilson.
Yeah, this is Wilson.
Hey, you own the cleaners over on, right?
Yeah, that's me. How may I help you?
How long y'all been over there? How many years y'all been over there on?
Man, we've been here about 15 years, man. I've been there a long time.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. How may I help you?
Now you the only. My name's Donnie, man. I'm sorry. My name's Donnie. You always been the owner there?
Man, I started this thing, about 15 years ago. Got all my own equipment, everything. We do everything in-house, so you ain't got to worry about going nowhere. You drop your clothes off here, and I'll make sure we take care of everything right here in-house, man.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, man, Dream, when I call, see, I've actually been bringing my clothes to you for about a year now. My name is Donnie.
Oh, you have? Donnie, huh? I don't remember. I know I would be coming here. I know your face, though.
You probably know me when you see me.
Yeah.
Yeah, you probably know when you see. But listen, here's where I had a problem. And I came in about last week sometime. I think it was last Thursday I came in to get my clothes I had dropped off. And now I had brought some clothes probably about 3 weeks before that.
Uh-huh.
And when I got home, with them clothes, I realized I was missing a shirt. Hmm. And I was like, I don't know where my shirt is. I couldn't find it. So now, just last week when I came back to pick up some clothes,
mm-hmm.
now and this what you know, I don't want to raise no havoc in your store or nothing, but when I looked at you, you was actually the person that took my money and gave me my clothes. Mm-hmm. But when I looked closer at you, I realized you actually had on my shirt.
What?
No. I had to go on and count to 10. I went on out to my car and I said, I'm not going to wait and calm down. But you was actually standing there giving me my clothes, but you had on my shirt too.
You could have counted to 20. You ain't seen me in your shirt. I mean, have your clothes, you have left your clothes up here longer than 30 days?
Okay, wait. Hold on. What are you saying? If people leave their stuff longer than 30 days, you start wearing it?
No, hold on. I ain't wore nobody's shirt. Hold on, bro. Hold on, Donnie.
We quit all this lying about you. You ain't want nobody, sir, because you still had mine on.
Listen, let me tell you something, man. I mean, I work every day. I work hard, and I can buy my own. I can buy my own shirt. I mean, I ain't got to wear nobody's shirt. As a matter of fact, I was just saying because you said that you felt like I held your shirt. I ain't want nobody's shirt, but
okay. Well, now I got a partner coming there.
The only time something come up missing is if it's been here 30 days. We ain't taking nobody clothes.
But listen, I got a friend. He bring his stuff over there too, and he tell me he has some pants missing, and he come in there one day and swear he think you had his pants on.
Who is it? He lied. Let me tell you, hold on, bro. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
You got my shirt on and his pants on. This is ridiculous, man. Is you creating your own wardrobe with people's stuff?
Look, hold on. Let me tell you something, man. I done told you I ain't wearing nobody else's shirt. Don't call me insulting my integrity, tell me I done wore somebody else's shirt. I don't have to wear your shirt. I got
what kind
shirt.
Of cleaners you got, man, that you clean people's stuff, but then you wear it around the cleaners?
I don't have to wear a thing of nobody around no cleaners. I got my own. You must not been up here yourself. Do you see the uniforms we wear up here? That's how you know my name. Say Wilson on my uniform, man.
I know it say Wilson on it, but why
well,
is
you, ain't seen me
wearing other people's stuff, Mr. Wilson?
Look here, man. Look here. I'm a Christian, bro. Listen, I'm trying to do the right thing. I don't appreciate nobody calling me. Now, you can tell you can inquire, and we can get this fixed. You know, figured out. But you don't call here saying that you seen me wearing your shirt.
I'm going to let the shirt go. Yeah? I'm going to let the shirt go.
I don't care what the hell you do with the shirt.
No, Miss Will. This is what I'm going to do with you. If I come in there one more time and see you with one of my shirts on, then guess what? I'm going to tear it off for you, and I'm going to beat your at your store.
Tell you what. You bring your bad down here. Come on down here. Let me. It ain't a thing in a drugstore gonna kill you quicker than I will about coming here trying to bother me about a shirt.
Well, you need to quit wearing people's stuff then.
I ain't gotta wear no other clothes, boy.
But that's what you're doing. You up in there, you got on my shirt and got my boy pants on.
I tell you what, let me tell you something. Before I open this cleaner, I'm from the penitentiary. And when you call somebody a lie, you better ready to back it up.
I ain't gonna come up in there.
This ain't what look, man.
You keep wearing everybody's clothes in there.
Let me tell you something. I'm telling you what God love, man. I'm telling you the truth. If you come up here with some you need to call your mama and let her know it's gonna be some snot slinging and flower bringing. Cause just like that shirt you say you missing, you gonna be missing too. You come up here bothering about a shirt.
You gonna get your butt beat if I keep finding out you wearing people's stuff. Look at Wilson. Don't get your butt beat up on. You hear me?
I tell you what, you need to get off my phone. Boy, this baby, this time out, I'm wearing his shirt.
You is wearing my shirt, and you wearing my friend's pants.
Man, look, Donnie McClurkin, whoever you are, I don't know who Donnie you are, but don't call here no more, man. I don't even want your business, man. You don't even have to, don't bring your shirt. As a matter of fact, what's your last? I'm going to look your smile up. Any day, any money you don't spend, I'm going to give it back to you. I don't need your money either, man. I don't need this.
I got one more thing to say to you. Is you listening to me?
What? You ain't got a thing to say to me.
I do have something I need to say to you. You thieving, shirt wearing. I do have something I need to say to you.
What?
Is you listening?
What?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy.
Who?
Hey, Mr. Wills. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your boy got me to prank phone call you.
Boy, that say, bro, you can't. Hey, we're in a recession. You can't call nobody talking to him like that, man. Boy, y'all some food, man. Boy, I'm going to go somewhere and sit down, man. I'm going to have to drink me some teaspoon of vinegar or something. Got my blood pressure. God. I knew it had to be somebody lying, man, because I ain't want nobody a shirt, man.
Hey, man, I got to ask you, man. Tell me y'all got us on inside the cleaners in the morning. Tell me this. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
You already know the Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby.
I'm through with it. Take it away, Shirley. Go on.
All right. Thank you, nephew. Coming up next, Ask the CLO with our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey, in the building right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Nia Long and Emi Aduko are over, okay? They're done. Mariah Carey wants Nick Cannon to spend more time with their twins, and our forever First Lady, Michelle Obama, has given up on having Michelle Obama muscular arms. We'll talk about all of these stories at the top of the hour, yes. But right now, it is time to ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey. Phil and Queen says, I've been going to the same dentist for a while, but since my divorce, she's becoming a big flirt. At my appointment yesterday, she rubbed my temples while I waited for her assistant to come clean my teeth. She's not my type, but something about her is kind of sexy. Should I cross the line and do this woman?
No, man, not nobody to be in your mouth.
That's a drill.
No, dog. Dog, listen to me. She's not really your type. Now you're going to cross the line. This already ain't your type, so it ain't worth it. But now when something go wrong, and it will go wrong because she ain't your type, because once you cross this line and do it, she going to expect something that you ain't willing to give. Next time you sit your ass in the chair. Whew. Oh, okay.
Uh-oh. Sharp instrument. You here now.
Drill.
What happened?
Drill.
See?
That's a drill.
Oh, that half your tooth fall off.
Yeah.
Gums bleeding. Nah, dog. It ain't worth it.
Nope.
It ain't worth it, man. All you can see it and get a new dentist.
Okay.
Yeah. Then there's that. Okay.
Let them in your mouth.
She's been his dentist for a while. Okay. All right. Moving on to Catania in Chicago. Catania writes, my husband loves to stunt like he's got big money, and wherever we go out, he plops down our Amex card to pay for everyone's drinks and food. He blows our monthly budget, and I'm sick of it. Why does he feel the need to flex all the time? Why?
I'm balling. Showing up. Balling.
Uh-huh. Showing up, you know. He's got everybody thinking he more than he is, you know. That's all that is. I mean,
that Amex will wake you up at the end of the month, though.
Yeah, it'll wake you up. 30 days is coming for you.
Woo! It's all at once, too. They don't do payment.
No, they don't.
Woo! Woo! Let me tell you something. I done had some American Express bills. I done open it and sat down.
Yes.
Staggering amount, right? Uh-huh.
I've been there.
So can she stop him? I mean, she's sick of it. He blows the monthly budget. What can she do?
She got to talk to him about it. But this dude, he flexing. You know, I got this American Express. Everybody see me. You know, it's a male ego thing, you know.
Cut it up. Cut it
up.
The bill come to me every time I sit down and eat. So, and I don't want to flex. It's just don't nobody pay when they.
I know we don't. I'm not picking up my check.
I know when we go out to eat with you.
Yeah, right. I know what you. Oh, well, I put my card out. That's embarrassing.
Carla and Shirley, Mississippi, they just sit there and look.
Yeah. Thank you.
And sit right on over to the head of the table over there. Thank you.
I'll pick up now.
It was delicious.
Not when I went with Harvey. I didn't even see it come to the table.
Tommy,
Tommy will grab it. Yeah. But he the only one.
Junior
grabbed it one time.
I did do you right one time, huh?
Yeah, you did me right one time. But then I saw that other time you opened it, closed it, and set it back on the
set
table.
Set it back on the table.
And then it eased its way right on down there to me.
I seen Boomerang do that. Pass that to dog. Get that dog. Yeah.
Dog egg.
All right, moving on. To Mignon in Nassau. She says, I met a man online and we met up for dinner. He asked for separate checks after dinner. Speaking of checks, Steve. So I paid my bill and I went and sat at the bar. Another man bought me a drink and the guy I had dinner with got mad. I didn't consider dinner as a date since I paid for my food. Was I wrong for leaving him at the table?
Well, I mean, you know, that's just a sign. I don't know how men think now that you're not supposed to pay for the food. You know, and all you women that want to be, you know, independent and want to be, you know,
bosses.
What do they call it? That's cool. You can be that. But I would want to know if a man was willing to do for me. I would want to know. And you should expect that. And then if he doesn't, pay for your bill like you did and go and do like you want to do, because he ain't the one. Right. He asked for separate checks. What kind of dude is this, man? A woman's time is valuable. What about my time? Oh, dog, you pass it out every chance you get. Get up.
Man, miss me with that. She met him online, and she just wants to know, was she wrong for leaving him at the table? You say no, CLO.
No, leave his ass at the table. You ain't going to say this relationship ain't going nowhere.
Right.
What else he want for free?
And he got mad because she left.
Yeah, she got mad because he left, and then somebody else bought her a drink. Because the dude up at the bar, he know what he got to do.
That's right. Yeah. All right. You did the right thing. Last one, Steve. Last one. Deja in Baton Rouge says, I graduated from college a year ago, and I have a decent job and an apartment. I am 4 months pregnant, and when I told my parents, they insisted that I move back home and dump my boyfriend. Will my parents resent me if I don't do that?
Well, I don't know if you understand the difficulty that's coming your way. And I think your parents do. And they realize you're going to have help. And your boyfriend ain't going to make a commitment. That's obvious. And your parents are just being parents because they know the road ahead for you. It's going to be difficult. And if you live at home, you'll have some help with the baby.
Yeah.
You know, and if you stay over there by yourself, it's going to be hard because he's not going to help you.
Because if he was, he would be doing that already, right?
He's not going to help you. And it don't make him a bad. He don't know what to do.
Yeah. Yeah. They're young. Very young.
He doesn't know. Your parents know that.
So you're telling her to listen to her parents and go ahead and move back. And
well, are they going to be resentful? Yeah, but I think you are too, though. And I understand you got a good job and you graduated and everything, but you don't. I don't think you understand what this pregnancy is now. You can't know until you have the baby. And I've heard women say that all the time.
Oh, yeah.
You can't know what this is until that baby get here.
Absolutely. You have no idea.
Because I didn't know what it was till mine got here. I wanted all of mine to go back.
No instructions.
No back.
Clearly.
No, and our parents didn't have instructions. Right.
No. Ooh, I'm not ready for none of this.
Okay. Some work.
Yeah. So she doesn't want her parents to resent her, but they're actually trying, if she, you know, if she doesn't move back home.
I mean, look, she can stay where you are, but you're going to need some help. And the help is back at your parents' house, because you're going to find out this boy can't help you.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, CLO. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Show.
Well, Nia Long and Emi Aduka have, they're over his cheating scandal. Let's just put it like that. They've broken up. Nia and Emi have been together over a decade. And according to People, Nia said the situation is unfortunate and painful. And she plans to focus on her children and rebuilding her life. Nia reportedly moved back to L.A. from their residence in Boston. But she and Emi will co-parent their 11-year-old son, Kez. Wow.
She need me.
Yeah.
What happened, Junior?
Junior? Huh? Newlywed?
Nothing.
Inside voice? Inside voice.
She needs you right now. Is that what you said? Shut
up. No, that's Tommy.
That's not what he said.
Loud as hell, too.
Snitching.
Okay.
Snitches get stitches, Tommy.
Boy, golly, man.
I'm sorry.
I don't say nothing about Hallie. I don't say nothing. Here you go.
I speak very loud about Hallie.
Well, I'm glad she's getting her life back together. Yeah.
Yeah, that's our girl.
We love you, Nia.
Her.
Love you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Also in entertainment news, Mariah Carey wants her ex-husband, Nick Cannon, to spend more time with their 11-year-old twins, Moroccan and Monroe.
That's going to be hard to do.
That's going to be hard.
Told y'all now. You're going to have to get the Zoom meeting plan put on these kids' computers.
How many you got?
Daddy coming over today.
11 or 12,
right? Yeah, 11 and 12.
Press the red button, join meeting. Put the video on so he can see you. Join meeting with the video. Mute it so that all that noise in the background, all y'all can't say hi to him at the same time.
Hi, Daddy. Yeah. Daddy.
Yeah, Nick thinks it's crazy wonderful having all these kids, but how wonderful can it be if you don't have time to spend with them? You know,
man,
you gotta have time.
Y'all can talk. He can talk all this mess he won't.
Mm-hmm.
Children require time.
Yes.
It ain't about the money.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Children are expensive. That's a given.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what they need more than your money is your time.
Yeah.
Because what the two things that children need require time, guidance and love. The two most important things to give a child, guidance and love. And you can't guide a person over the phone.
Yeah. There you go. And Nick Cannon is currently recovering from pneumonia. Remember, we reported he was in the hospital last week. He has to go split his time amongst his 11 children when he gets out. And he still has to work. You know,
I think he's just in the hospital rested.
Well, he did say he needed he needed rest. Yeah, he did say that.
And then he already said, now, before y'all get mad at me, did not Nick say he don't need no prayers
and well wishes? He said that.
He don't need no prayers and well wishes. Cool. I ain't got nothing for you. All I got now is these damn jokes.
Okay. So what's the holidays like at Nick's house? What it gonna be like for Christmas?
Lord have mercy. First of all, he gonna forget somebody.
That's horrible.
Who is that eighth child? I forgot who that eighth child is. Oh. And then I'm gonna tell you something right now.
Shut up, Tommy.
It's gonna be the wrong name on some boxes.
This is terrible.
Oh, no.
And it's going to be some women expecting way more.
Yeah.
The baby mamas? You mean the
So do all them come too?
Yeah.
Well, they got to take care of the babies, yeah.
Hey, dog, can't none of his kids dry.
That's a lot of people.
Every last one of them kids damn near in a car seat.
We know how to fry a turkey. Okay.
So you said driveway full up. Driveway.
All these car seat kids. All these kids need help getting buckled in, all this stuff. Boy, let me tell you something.
You're stupid, Steve.
Boy, it ain't now one of them kids in junior high. Not now one of them. All these damn kids is in nurseries and elementary school.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Ain't now one of them doing more than colors and shapes.
Wow.
None of them. Colors, shapes.
It's a lot.
Sound it out.
So,
yeah.
So are Mariah's kids the oldest?
I think they're the oldest 11. At 11. Yeah. Yeah.
The twins.
Yeah. So everybody else under 11.
How old are they?
11. 11 years old, Steve.
11.
Yeah.
Oh, God, dog. Think of your 11-year-old. How dumb was them?
I got one.
They ain't even teenagers yet.
No.
No.
Yeah.
He can't teach now one of them how to drive. He don't even know.
No idea.
See, people be commenting, you know, Steve ought to do a better job with his kids. Hey, man, my kid's grown. My kid's off making decisions on their own. I can't stop my kid from doing damn thing. Mm-hmm. But nah, you going to see, though. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's coming. Mm-hmm. It's hard to watch 11 of them.
They can't even ride nowhere together. They can't.
Hell no.
Nah. The caravan all the time. Yeah.
Which one of them kids know how to drive a bus?
A bus?
They need a bus. Old enough. Yeah.
Well, they got to go get their brothers and sisters. What they can't. Mm-hmm. Minivan ain't going to cut it.
You need two sprinters.
A few nannies.
You need two sprinters.
No, Tommy. Three. No, Tommy. There's some people got to go with him. He needs security, nannies, teachers, counselors. Yeah.
Teachers. He need a plane.
He need a mega bus.
All right. Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour.
A double deck.
We'll have more on the Steve Harvey Morning Show
with
right
a playroom
after this.
Upstairs.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time now for Tell Me Something Good. Here's some good news. Music producer Metro Boomin. Partnered with the Steve and Marjorie Harvey Foundation. To spotlight single moms. Metro purchased tickets for 26 single moms along with their children to attend the Atlanta Falcons and Pittsburgh Steelers game. However, TMZ reports that Metro himself chose not to attend, so the mothers would be the focus of the event. The Moms Rock Single Moms Are the Real Superheroes t-shirts. The Single Mothers Are Heroes initiative is a meaningful way for Metro to give back to the community. It's also a way for him to honor his late mother. So Steve, the question is, why is it so important for your foundation to partner with people wanting to make a difference in the community?
Well, I mean, our focus has always been single mothers because that's how I started my foundation off, to help single mothers who were raising boys by themselves. That was the core of it. Marjorie got on board and created the girls program, which is quite different. You don't have to be from single parent homes, none of that. Marjorie just takes girls from all different walks of life and changes their lives. And we look for partnerships of people who share the same values that we do and have some of the same concerns. Because if my foundation can chip in some money, you know, to help make some things happen, like Metro got in there, man, great brother, you know, and wanted to do this for single mothers. And then we find out about it and say, hey, man, well, we got a group over here. Can we help and join in? And then we form these partnerships. It takes a village.
It's hard.
And, you know, I said this before because, you know, as I try to fundraise for this ranch that I bought for these kids, it's hard because when you're well off and you start soliciting funds, everybody want to go, why don't you just do it yourself? Well, that's crazy. Because, you know, I don't know how much money you think everybody got, but there's an illusion to how much money people really have. And I don't know nobody that can just go do anything they want to do. I don't have that kind of money. There are people who do, but then you got to look at what they're doing. Like the Bill Gates Foundation could come in there and do the whole thing, but then they doing hundreds of millions of dollars around the world for stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know,
charitable donations.
We always look for partnerships to keep the thing going, you know, because it's very hard to solicit funds when you well off, because everybody think, well, why don't you just do it? When they have no idea what you've already done and what you up against to even make the thing run. So we look for partnerships, and guys like Metro, great people to partner with. You know, we have several partnerships you know, and sometimes we partner with people because we just help them with our money to move their cause along. We're about the uplift and edification of people.
So, Steve, you've heard, why is he asking us for money? He got money. You've heard
that. I hear that all the time. If I had all the money, I'd just do it.
Right.
But I don't. Exactly. That's just the reality of it. I'm sorry, I don't. You know?
All right. All right, coming up at 34 minutes after the hour, we'll check Steve's voicemail at 877-29-STEVE right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now to check Steve's voicemail. And listen, if you want to leave Steve a message, call him, 877-29-STEVE, 877-29-STEVE. You might just hear your call on the air. Steve, this caller left a comment about the strawberry letter the other day. The subject, my husband's assistant is very helpful. This letter was about the married couple who are small business owners. The wife used to help out and do payroll.
But it became
too much for her. So they hired an assistant. The assistant had the big legs. And from the video interview, she appeared plain and thin. But it turns out, she had those big legs and eyelashes. And she and her husband are eating lunch together, et cetera, et cetera. So take a listen. Take a listen to this voice.
I want to comment on the strawberry letter. I feel like the wife has every right to be jealous. Jealousy or not, you know, you can't control a man lusting over a woman. It's nature. It's natural. When he goes outside, he sees all kind of beautiful women that he's going to lust over. Again, it's nature. It's natural. But when it comes to my home, inside my peace, I don't want no woman with no big legs up in my home and having my husband lusting over her. This is my home where my peace is at. She needs to go.
Yeah, I agree with you. But that ain't what's happening, though. She hired. and she down at the office. Sister, I ain't mad at you. I agree with what you said. You got every right to feel what you want to feel. I have no disagreement with what you saying at all. You have every right to. Problem is, he didn't hire the girl.
Hello.
Now, I think you should not discriminate about hiring women because they got big legs. That's wrong.
Here you go.
What you're not finna do is get me on that. I didn't hire her because she got big legs. You can't discriminate against big leg women with pretty eyelashes.
I can't stand you.
Not finna
thank you
do
for
that.
The call.
Go ahead. Next one.
All right. This caller just has love for us, Steve. Love.
Good morning, Steve Harvey. I just was calling to let you know that I listen to your show every morning. And y'all make my day. Some days I have bad days, and all I do is just turn on my radio and listen to y'all while I'm headed to work. And everything just gets so better. You're so inspirational. Like, you make somebody's day so much easier with the things you say and the things you do. And I'm glad.
I'm glad. Thank you. I'm glad too.
I'm glad about too. It. Thank you. I appreciate that. What else you got, Shirley?
All right, last caller. Steve, this caller is upset about some remarks you made about Kanye.
Yes, I was just listening to your show this morning. I think it's really appalling that you guys call or would consider a certified mental person stupid. And I'm speaking of Kanye West. Just to throw him under a bus for a white that basically wrote every black in America. I think it's really appalling. Thank you.
Well, first of all, you don't know he's certified nothing. So, you know, I ain't making no calls on it. You know what? And here's what I get tired of. You know, like right now, mental issue is a real issue around this country. But not everybody. Every time somebody do something ignorant, every time somebody do something appalling, I don't know what mental issue, I don't know what mental health has to do with you thinking slavery was an option. I don't think what, you wearing a mega hat. I don't think you wearing a t-shirt say white lives matter. I don't know why you would go out and discuss the Holocaust. I don't know why Hitler would be your favorite person. I don't know why. But that don't sound like mental illness to me. And I'm not making a judgment about people who have mental illness because it's real. But I don't sit up here, you know, it kills me. Wait a minute now. Is he not the same person who is a self-proclaimed genius? Now, to me, it's just me talking. I find it hard to be a genius and keep doing stupid stuff. Now, I don't know. That's just me. I have struggled with that one right there. That's all I got to say about it. Appreciate you calling, ma'am. I'm not making a statement against mental illness, but you have no right to certify him mentally ill no more than I do. But I do know stupid when I hear it, though.
All right, coming up next, the nephew in today's prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, his ex-wife got a real Christmas tree.
Oh, hell.
We'll talk about that in a few. Uh-oh.
Here come the hate.
Yeah. We'll get into that in just a few, because right now the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us today, nephew?
Well, if you're going to prank somebody, prank them about their babies, because they get real sensitive about their babies.
Well, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to go at them hard about their babies. Your baby got my baby's name. We can't have both of them same name, same school. That ain't going to work. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Patricia. Patricia.
Speaking. Who is this?
How you doing? Listen, my name is Floyd. I wanted to give you a call. Your daughter, she attends middle school, right?
I'm sorry, what's your name again?
Floyd.
Uh-huh, okay, what can I do for you?
Well, like I said, your daughter, she do go to middle school, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now her name is Derica.
Why you need to know that?
Okay, well...
Is something wrong or something?
No, nothing wrong. I mean, I don't mean to alarm you or nothing like that, but
okay,
let me see.
So what you calling me for?
Well, here's the situation. My daughter actually goes to middle school along with your daughter.
Okay.
And it's a bit of a problem that has arisen that me and my wife just found out about.
Okay. What, they having some issues, Derek and your baby, in some kind of, like, trouble or something?
No, nothing like that. But
my baby don't fool with nobody at that school. She don't mess with nobody. She on the honor roll and everything. I don't have no problems out of Derek.
Right.
Like,
right.
None.
Okay.
I'm just
trying to
figure out why you're calling me.
Let me tell you, Miss Patricia, what the problem is. See, my daughter's name is Derica.
Okay.
So, and it just blew me and my wife away that it was another Derica that went to school.
Okay. All right. I don't know too many Dericas. That's a unique name. That's cute. Okay.
Right. Well, here's the problem. Me and my wife actually, you know, when it was time to name our child, we thought we was really picking a name that nobody would ever pick out for their daughter. And to have another Derica in the school, that blew us away. And I guess the real reason why I'm trying to call you, Miss Patricia, is see if there's something maybe we can work out. You know, maybe like your Derica, does
wait,
she have
wait a, minute.
A,
wait,
a
wait,
middle
wait,
name
wait.
Or a nickname she can be called by in opposed to both of them being Derica, you
wait,
know, because we really
wait.
Wanted our child to be the only one with this name.
Okay, wait the f*** up. Now, you calling me, and you asking me to change my baby's name?
Well, I mean, you ain't really got to legally change it. I mean, but just start calling her something else, you know?
No, wait a minute. So, what, you the naming police or something? Do you know how many Ann's and Lewis's and Patricia's out there? What if I ask every in the United States to change their name from Patricia? You know how crazy that is?
And I understand that.
You must be on drugs.
No, what I'm trying to say is, you know, this is something that we really have for our baby girl was this name, and we didn't want nobody else to have this. So does your Derica have a middle name she can use?
No. We're going to call her Derica like we've been calling her. You name your baby Dee Dee. Let's call your baby Dee Dee then. You change y'all change y'all baby name at the school.
I'm not calling my
call
baby no Dee Dee.
I don't give a what you call it, but I'm not changing my baby name.
Hey, listen, okay, look, I'm trying to call you and handle this like adults, you know, but you seem to see you're going to push my button and take me to another level.
Obviously, you ain't calling me trying to handle no shit. Just asking me to change my baby name. Call my baby something else at the school because y'all want y'all baby name to be Derica and the only Derica in the school. Hey, you know how many other kids at the damn school got the same name?
I understand that, but for my baby girl, it ain't supposed to be like that.
Huh? Well, I'm sorry for your baby girl and your wife, but, you know, I'm not changing my baby damn name. Y'all call y'all baby D.
Now, what I'm trying to do is get it rectified that we can call.
So, how the f*** you get my phone number? I know that
school ain't gave you my number.
I got your number. Don't worry about how I got it. The problem is, what we're talking about right now is what can we start calling your child?
I don't give a I know that school ain't called you and gave you my damn number.
Listen, ma'am, all I'm trying to do is figure out what can we start calling your daughter.
Derrica, like she been being called. You and your wife, y'all need to go down to the vital statistics office and get y'all baby name or conjure up some other kind of name for her. But my baby gonna keep the same damn name.
Let me explain something to you. I've been trying to be calm with you.
You done lost your
but if you don't find something else to call her, I'm gonna get all the other kids
you my damn number. How you get my number?
Don't worry about how I got the number. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. If you don't find another name, I'm going to start getting the kids to call your daughter something else.
You get them to call my baby something else. I promise you I'm whipping everybody's who call my baby something else.
You're going to have to change your baby name. I want my baby name to be Derrica.
Joe, come up in here. This is
excuse me? My princess is supposed to be the only one named Derrica.
How did you call your baby something else at the school?
I'm going to have these kids starting tomorrow at school calling your daughter something else.
I'm not staying on this phone with you like this, number. Hang up off my phone and don't call my daughter.
Let me tell you something. I got one more thing I need to say to you. You listen to me?
What?
Are you listening to me?
I'm listening to you. What?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your girlfriend.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to get her. Oh, y'all my favorite one. Yo, come in. They didn't prank me on this phone. Oh, I'm so sorry. It's so bad.
You all right, babe?
I'm so sorry. Yes, I'm going to get her.
Your girlfriend
got
you, baby.
Oh, I am so sorry. Oh, but you got my nerves bad this morning. Lord have mercy. Lord, I got to catch my breath.
I got one more thing I got to ask you, darling. What is the baddest, I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show. I listen to y'all every morning. Y'all so crazy. Y'all crazy. Lord have mercy. Y'all got my blood pressure up this morning. I love y'all. I listen to y'all show every morning.
Why?
Well, I don't want to do it, but it's... It's praise and prank time right now. It's praise and prank time right now. I don't want to do it, but I got to do it. It's praise.
You don't want to do it.
Yeah, girl, that statement right there.
I don't want to do it.
Lies.
But if you're in your car right now, blow your horn, because that boy pranked right there, didn't he? Did he do that thing? That boy pranked that thing right there. Praise and prank worship right now. Praise and prank worship. Ooh, if I had some prank and praise music right now, I could cut up in here.
I'm collecting offering for you, dog. I'm collecting offering right now, Tommy. That's what I'm doing.
But he didn't want to do that.
Yeah. Matter of fact, we're not gonna pass the plate. Everybody walk around and drop it off like they used to. Come on around.
This row stand,
and then when that row get through, your row come. That's how we gonna do it. That's how you keep it stupid. Greenville, North Carolina. Stupid is coming to town. One more time. Greenville, North Carolina at the Greenville Convention Center. That is December the 22nd on a Thursday night. Tickets on sale right now. You can get those tickets at thomasmiles.com. There is a Greenville button. Click on that thing and get yourself some tickets and come on out and get your laugh on before Christmas. Greenville, North Carolina. If you in South Carolina, come on up and kick it with the Greenville folks in North Carolina, and we will give it to you. That's Nephew Tommy and Friends. Ignorance at its best. Back to praise and prank worship. I will be pranking again tomorrow. Please tune in. Don't miss me. I will be dropping two more pranks off. If you missed this one today and you just not tuning in, I'm going to give it to you again tomorrow and then another one. All right? Praise and prank worship is now closed. There it is. There might be one today. Thank you. There might be one today. Candidate for stupid or just plain old stupid experience.
Yeah, but he didn't want to do it.
He didn't want to do it.
Yeah, that was his first statement, surely.
Right.
See, it's different when you're stupid with a purpose. You know what I'm saying? When you're stupid with a purpose.
I-95, please stand.
The big church.
85, please stand.
85, all right. South.
Coming up
stand.
Next, Strawberry Letter. Subject, his ex-wife got a real Christmas tree. We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Hey, this week on Call Chelsea Peretti, we have Blake Anderson, and it's definitely worth a listen for moments such as...
Yeah, it's crazy. You didn't realize how much Sporks had to...
change the game.
Yeah.
What is the relationship between Sweden, Stockholm, and Norway?
That's a great question.
Do you know that a caller called and says he has something called Fantasia's disease where you can't visualize anything?
Fantasia? I have that.
What the actual...
What? You do? Anytime an animal becomes rabid,
bets are off.
It's the aggressor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to go ahead and get you.
It's going to find where you're at. It's going to see you going potty, and it's going to approach.
It's going to come on ahead and towards you and get you. Listen to Call Chelsea Peretti on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Go. It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. You never know. It could be yours. Mm-hmm.
All right, everybody, yeah. Buckle up and hold on tight. It's time for the Strawberry Letter with my friend Shirley Strawberry.
Thank you, my friend Junior.
It's time.
Subject, I don't know what happened. His ex-wife got a real Christmas tree is the subject of this letter for today. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm on my second marriage and there's an issue in my marriage. My husband was married for 18 years and he's got two daughters and joint custody of them. I have a daughter that lives with us. We've blended the family nicely and his daughters are sweet to my daughter, but they like to remind her that their father is not her father. My husband is not good at setting boundaries for his ex-wife. When we started dating, he let me know that he and his ex are friends and whatever he does for her is for his daughters. I can accept that, but when it gets to be too much, I step in to help him set boundaries. The other day, he told me that since his ex-wife and the girls moved into a new house, he wanted to buy his daughters a nice Christmas tree. I was against it, but then I realized his daughter's feelings.
Then I considered
his daughter's feelings and I agreed to it. We got a little 7-foot artificial tree out of the storage room and I went and bought new ornaments. Saturday, he told me he was picking up his daughters to get a tree and he took my daughter with them. I wasn't invited. 2 hours after they left, my daughter posted a video in her Instagram story and they were shopping for a real tree. They picked a giant, beautiful, real fluffy tree. I had assumed they would go to Walmart and buy an artificial tree. My daughter said they took the tree to his ex-wife's house and he set it up for them. He set it up for them and they decorated it together. I was crushed because I decorated our fake tree alone while they were gone. My husband always justifies things by saying that his daughter shouldn't suffer because he left their mother. Does he do it out of guilt? Will his ex-wife be forever a part of our family? Well, yeah, in a sense. She may not be a part of your family, okay, but she is the mother of your husband's daughters, and those are your stepdaughters. So the ex will always be in your life somehow, okay, as long as, you know, she's got the daughters and everything. You know, my issue is with you, though, really. I mean, this is kind of petty. You're worried about a Christmas tree here. I think you're saying it's about that. But what it really is that you don't want your man over there and you don't want him over there doing stuff for them, like putting up the tree as a family. I think you're jealous where this is concerned. But I'm telling you, don't be insecure because he still wants to spend time with his daughters. That means he's a good dad, okay? He's right. He left their mom, not his kids.
kids, so he wants to continue to show up in their life for them as their father. He and the ex don't have anything going on. I mean, if you guys can afford it, why don't you, you know, if there's something wrong with your tree, why don't you and your husband and the girls go out and get a tree? You didn't have to stay there and decorate the tree by yourself. You could have waited until they came home and you guys could have done it together. You know, he just went with the girls to get a new tree. You need to talk to him if you have a problem with how he's moving right now. But he sounds like a father who's just trying to do the right thing to me. As crazy as that all seems, it sounds, yeah, I don't have a problem with this. Steve?
Well, it's a twofold situation in my eyes. He's being a good dad and he's being punished for that, but he's doing it and he's making a couple of mistakes the way he's doing it. Mm-hmm. You know, first of all, when y'all, this is both of y'all's second marriage. He set this whole thing up by telling you that, you know, look, well, I'm going to do stuff with a daughter, and I'm going to do stuff for my daughter, and I'm going to do stuff for her, but the reason I'm doing it for her is for my daughter. He set all of this up with you in the beginning because he's active in their life as he should be. Now, you all say you all have blended the family together nicely, but the daughters are sweet to your daughter, but they always remind her that ain't your daddy. They do that. Kids gonna be kids. They gonna jockey for position. Your husband is not good with setting boundaries for his ex-wife, and his ex-wife is flexing because she has two kids with him, and she's taking advantage of it. Now, let's get to the whole thing about what this letter's about. His ex got a real Christmas tree. First of all, when he picked up the daughter, when he picked up his two daughters, and he took your daughter, which is his daughter, which is to with his biological daughters, because he wanted to get them a tree because they had moved into a new house. Well, now, hear the problem you made, dog. When you took your daughter from your new wife with you, and she posted it on a story, so I'm assuming that these might be teenage kids if they can post on stories and stuff.
Wait a minute. What did you say? Wait, say that one more time, Steve, about the daughters.
What?
I just wanted you to say that one more time, what you said about the daughters. He has two daughters with his ex. He has two daughters with his ex, and then the wife had a daughter. The new wife has a daughter. Second wife has a daughter. Okay.
But see, that's his daughter. He has three daughters now. He
can't
separate them. Mm-hmm. If you separate them, they will help you separate them.
Yeah.
That's what the deal is. Uh-huh. When I come back, I'm going to tell you the mistake he's making with this. Yeah. He's a great dad, but he's making a mistake.
All right, we'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject is his ex-wife got a real Christmas tree. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on, let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, his ex-wife got a real Christmas tree.
Okay, so on the break, I read this letter again. This man was married to this woman for 18 years and they got two daughters. His ex-wife were married 18 years and they got two daughters. So I'm going to assume that these two daughters are teenagers. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because they got Instagram and they posting stories. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. The woman he's married to now who's writing this letter, she has a daughter from her previous marriage. Mm-hmm. I don't know how old she is, but they treat her nicely. But they do remind her that he's not your real daddy. That's our real daddy. But they treat her nicely, and you all have blended, and they're sweet to the girl. Okay, cool. So we got that out the way. Now, the man set this up by telling you, listen, I'm going to do some things for my wife, my ex-wife, because we're friends, but everything I do for her is because of the daughters. You are okay with that. Now, let's get to what the problem is. It's a Christmas tree. The ex-wife and the two daughters have moved into a new house. He wants to get them a nice tree for their house for Christmas. Okay. So he takes your daughter, which is his daughter, from this marriage, Christmas tree shopping, with his daughters from his previous marriage. And he goes and buys them a real Christmas tree. Big old fluffy tree. You done went to the storage room and went on there and got that little ragged ass Sears tree, 7 feet tall, in the box. Man. That's in the box that you've been putting up for years. And so now you bought some ornaments for the tree, some new ornaments. They went tree shopping. You look on Instagram, your daughter done posted, they bought a tree. They take the tree to his ex-wife's house where his daughters live. They set the tree up and they all decorate it. Now, you said earlier they went Christmas tree shopping and you weren't invited. Mm-hmm. Okay, it was just him and the girls, so that's cool. Because the tree is for the girls. But it's at the ex-wife's house. I mean, that's where they
stay. That's where they live, yeah.
So in a way, this would be cool. Here's the mistake he's making. You got to not make them kids feel and see a difference. Mm-hmm. You've got to go above and beyond in treating them the same and equal. This is not your stepdaughter. This is your daughter. If the daughters get a real tree, everybody get a real tree.
Yeah.
See, he should have bought two real trees is what he should have done. Because you can't make the quote-unquote stepdaughter feel step. See, the reason we never used the word step in our family was because when you say stepchild, it's usually like a step down. And it's like a step down from the level that the regular children are on. That's why we never used that term. So now, but you can't let them see or feel the difference. Now, if his daughter's got a big, fluffy Christmas tree, he should have got a big Christmas tree at his house, too. That's the mistake he made.
Yes.
That would have cleared this whole thing up. Mm-hmm. And, bruh, that's all you got to do. Everybody got to get equal and like treatment, period.
Yeah.
And you can't have your new wife feeling some kind of way because you're doing all this extra stuff for your ex-wife. Because that's how she's looking at that, too. Mm-hmm. Oh, she got a tree, and y'all all decorate the tree together. I didn't know you was going to go over there and put it up and decorate it together. I wanted to surprise y'all when you came home. Y'all come home late. I done decorated the tree by myself, and y'all ass was over there having family time. What?
Right.
You see why she's... You see, now she going to be upset about that, dog. And this is your fault. Because you got to do everything equal. If you're over there having hot chocolate, you got to come home and have hot chocolate.
A lot of hot chocolate? Wait a minute. What?
You done bought the vodka pound cake from Neiman Marcus over there.
Yeah.
You got to come in your house with the vodka pound cake.
Okay.
You know, see, that's what you got to do. With now, that bro, that's chocolate. The mistake you make. And you've got to sit your husband down and say, hey, listen, we can't feel like we're second-class citizens when it comes to special events, while your ex and your biological children get all the perks. So I think that's unfair. So you can do whatever you want to do for them. I'm not stopping you. But you needed to start doing the same thing over here. See that real big fluffy tree? That was beautiful, but that would look good in this house too.
Yeah, they should go get one.
Mm. See, because they had a new house, he feel like they should get a new tree.
Well,
you got to get to everybody else a new tree, though.
Something, a thought came to my head, because a lot of mothers have mom guilt. Do dads have dad guilt
as well?
Is that what he's dealing with, dad guilt as well?
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't hear a lot about it. He said in the letter, they can't pay because I left their mother.
Right. Right,
now,
I left their mother, not them.
See, but then also now, you got to be careful of the Disney dad syndrome, too.
Yeah, exactly.
See, when you do see the kids, you can't be Disney dad. And then all of a sudden, when you go home to your family, ain't no Disney.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's just the old tree.
Oh, man, No, you got to get in Disney dad mode all the way around, boy, bro.
Yeah. All right, post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Now, coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, we got Junior with Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for Sports Talk with Junior. What you got, Junior?
Okay, Shirley, for the last time, it hit the barbershops. This is one of the hottest topics that's going on, and I just want to make sure we clear on this show how we feel. But they're now saying that Deion Sanders is a sellout, and I can't let that ride like that.
Lord.
They are really upset, talking about he never understood HBCUs and he never cared about HBCUs, because if he did, he never would have left. That is the issue they're having, because you say, if he said in his interview when he first got the job that HBCUs were great places to play football, and then he takes a job in Colorado, he's still not for HBCUs. Let's just quit saying this. This is crazy. He's not a sellout for wanting to better his family. I don't understand how people are mad about Deion Sanders taking this job in Colorado. That is not the issue. The man did everything he could to put the spotlight on HBCU, but he's just one man. Can anybody tell me who the coach was before Deion Sanders at Jackson State, other people at Jackson State? Anybody? I'm waiting. Mm-mm. Anybody? Mm-mm. Come on. So y'all got to have a name.
You'll be
Why
waiting.
Y'all mad at Deion? Where are all of the other great NFL players
that
should go to HBCUs and pick up some of these jobs? Eddie George did it. You know, the greatest coach of all time, Coach Eddie Robinson at Grambling, spent his entire coaching career there. But that was his calling. That's not Deion's calling. See, y'all want people to be what you want to fit into your box. You don't know what Deion is called to do. Deion didn't say he was going to be at Jackson State forever, nor should he.
A season.
And y'all talking about he a sellout. Y'all miss me with that.
Every
last one of y'all would have took $5 million versus $300,000.
Steve Harvey, you were never lie right there.
Let me help you understand something. I love the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Who is the Steve Harvey Morning Show? If I ain't the Steve Harvey Morning Show, who is the Steve Harvey Morning Show?
Now you
let Siri come up and tell me we're going to get you $50 million a year. Man, bye. Get your ass a Siri subscription. I'm gone.
Serious?
You better tell the truth.
It's not a sellout. Go ahead, Carla. Mm-hmm.
I just want that same energy for Brett Favre, who stole from the state of Mississippi.
All right.
I want that
because
same
black
energy.
People are the only race of people that's responsible for the actions of others. White people are not responsible for white people. Deion got to stay at Jackson, so y'all will be all right. Man, y'all stupid.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, a guy on social media needs your help, Steve, about lending money. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning.
Hey, this week on Call Chelsea Peretti, we have Blake Anderson, and it's definitely worth a listen for moments such as...
Yeah, it's crazy. You didn't realize how much Sporks had to...
change the game.
Yeah.
What is the relationship between Sweden, Stockholm, and Norway?
That's a great question.
Do you know that a caller called and says he has something called Fantasia's disease where you can't visualize anything?
Fantasia? I have that.
What the actual...
What? You do? Anytime an animal becomes rabid,
bets are off.
It's the aggressor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to go ahead and get you.
It's going to find where you're at. It's going to see you going potty, and it's going to approach.
It's going to come on ahead and towards you and get you. Listen to Call Chelsea Peretti on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Show.
Well, great news. What a Christmas present this is. WNBA star Brittany Griner has been released from Russian detention.
Come on.
Pop. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Yes, she was swapped for convicted Russian arms dealer Viktor Bout. Bout, nicknamed the Merchant of Death, is a former Soviet military officer serving a 25-year prison sentence in the United States on charges of conspiring to kill Americans, acquire and export anti-aircraft missiles, and provide material support to a terrorist organization. Wow. But the good news is Brittany Griner is now in the custody of American officials. She is there. Yeah, she. I mean, this is just wonderful news. We were wondering because she had a 9-year sentence over there. Nine years. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Horrific. Yeah.
Isn't this really a blessing, Steve?
That's great news. Like
Christmas
present,
man.
Christmas present right there.
Really, really excessive sentencing for that. But they were trying to prove a point. But also, there's a lesson to be learned from all of us when we're traveling. Pay very, very close attention to what you have. Because it's legal over here, they got some rules overseas, man.
Yeah, yeah.
So we have to be very, very conscious when traveling.
Mm-hmm. She had been detained since February when she was arrested on drug smuggling charges at an airport in the Moscow region. Despite her testimony that she had inadvertently packed the cannabis oil found in her luggage, she was sentenced, like we said, to 9 years in prison. That was in early August. She was moved to a penal colony in Russia. And it looked pretty hopeless for a minute, you know, because they kept giving her time and all of that. But look at God. Look at God. Her family, her wife. Yes.
Fans, everybody did not give up and kept, you know, bringing awareness about this. So now she's in the custody of U.S.
officials.
Yes. We love it, Brittany. Come home. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, this swap did not include another American that the State Department has declared wrongfully detained as well. His name was Paul Whelan. But Brittany Griner is coming home. She is in the custody of U.S. American officials, and we're just happy. This is right before Christmas. Yeah. Right before Christmas. She's been there since February.
What's that about?
Wow. Great news. Great news. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 She played for years in the offseason for a Russian women's basketball team. Yeah.
Not no more.
That's over.
Not no more.
Yeah.
That's hard to believe.
Ain't nobody doing that. No.
I trust and believe. I ain't going back over there.
Ever. Yeah. Ever, yeah. ever.
Russia team might well get ready to lose because she ain't coming back.
No, ever. And hats off to the president, the administration, President Biden.
Sure.
Yes, state officials, the State Department. They didn't give up. They kept it going.
Now you do know. Do you know that they're going to backtrack on all of this? And you know, Fox is going in exchange for this arms dealer murder.
Oh yeah. You're right.
They finna go.
We don't care. We don't care about that. Yeah.
But you're right. That's going to be an issue, you know, especially if he decides to run in 2024, all of that, you know. You're absolutely right about that. Yeah.
But he did the right thing. The president did the right thing in this situation and brought her home.
When you think about it, he's really been a champion for Black women. I mean, we have the first Black vice president female, the first Black United States Supreme Court justice. Now he's doing this for Brittany Grimes, you know?
I'm going to tell you something else, too, and how really important this Warnock decision was. It gave him complete control of the Senate.
Of the Senate.
Without need for tiebreaker and all like that. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, you got Joe Manchin. You had to contend with him. And that one other lady that's supposedly a Democrat. But what this does is this sets him up. He may run again.
Yeah,
I think he will.
He may run again.
Yeah.
Because if he doesn't run, who do we have?
That's right. All right. Great news. Brittany Griner has been released, and we'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
A jury in New York has found the Trump Organization guilty on 17 counts. I said 17 counts of tax fraud. An investigation of business practices over 15 years turned up multiple instances of the company offering employees perks such as free cars and free apartments to avoid paying them taxable income. CFO Alan Weisselberg, who had already pleaded guilty to 15 counts, was the prosecution's star witness. Lawyers for the defense argued that he had acted on his own and that the company was otherwise uninvolved in the scheme. The company faces fines of up to $1.6 million in sentencing. Donald Trump was not named as a defendant in the suit, so he's not personally liable. And they say they will appeal. Ooh, you're in trouble. Yeah.
But see, listen. This is why he doesn't want these tax forms showing up. What the Chrisleys were found guilty of is the exact same thing Donald Trump is doing. It's the exact same thing. He's borrowing money, using it for his lifestyle. And since borrowed money is not taxable income, but if you're using it for your lifestyle, then that's tax evasion. So if you take money and you buy a car with it and an apartment and you borrow the money to do that, that's not taxable income because you borrowed money.
All right.
I didn't know.
All right, coming up at 33 minutes after, we'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather wrap all the Christmas presents for your family, or would you rather pack away all the decorations after Christmas?
I'm going to pack these decorations. I just pack them.
Really?
I'm not wrapping nothing. You ain't going to like
wrapping.
The wrap I give.
I love
wrapping. You're going to see your gift.
No. But I'm going to wrap the gift.
Yeah.
You
going to
wrap the gift? Mm-hmm.
You don't want to put up the lights and the ornaments.
No, take your stuff down.
The garland.
You ain't going to be using these decorations next year.
Throwing them in.
Yeah, it's a meticulous job. Taking the decorations down. All right, would you rather be the lead singer? Now, Steve, this one's for you. Would you rather be the lead singer on a popular Christmas song, or would you rather be the star in a popular holiday movie?
Oh, I ain't going to be able to do that holiday movie. But I you know, hang on.
Yeah, I do.
I'm going to get to know you better. This Christmas, and as we look around, your eyes shine the town. Boy, hell yeah.
Temptations.
No, I'm not going to be in no ignorant ass Christmas movie.
But you're
going to
be the lead singer.
Yes. Yeah, you're the lead singer in Silent Night.
In my mind.
Yeah.
So hard. Boy. In my mind.
Hell yeah.
Junior, what you got?
I'd love to be a lead singer. I just can't sing. But the way made it feel.
Come on, Jodeci.
What?
Come on, Jodeci Christmas Jodeci. Album.
Yeah.
Come on.
Take my money.
Take my money, my house and my car, for a hit of you this Christmas.
All right.
Go ahead.
Moving on to, would you rather eat only fruitcake for holiday dessert or just not have any dessert at all?
No, I'm not going to have none at all. All that nut green stuff in it. Nobody still ain't explained to me the little chunks of green. I can't stand fruitcake. Trifling ragged ass dessert. Anything but fruitcake.
So no dessert at all, but none. Dessert.
I'm not eating fruitcake all holiday long. You know how long it take to pick that green and red stuff out of there?
And we don't know what it is.
Yeah, I don't like biting into stuff, and I'm not sure what it is. Is it nuts in here? What is this spongy ass stuff?
All right, that's today's round of Would You Rather. Thank you.
White people invented fruitcake. Look it up.
We heard you. We heard
coming
you.
Up at 49.
Put the blame where it belongs.
After the hour, we'll have our last break of the day and some closing remarks from the one and only, the man, the myth, the legend, Steve Harvey, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, this week on Call Chelsea Peretti, we have Blake Anderson, and it's definitely worth a listen for moments such as...
Yeah, it's crazy. You didn't realize how much Sporks had to...
change the game.
Yeah.
What is the relationship between Sweden, Stockholm, and Norway?
That's a great question.
Do you know that a caller called and says he has something called Fantasia's disease where you can't visualize anything?
Fantasia? I have that.
What the actual...
What? You do? Anytime an animal becomes rabid,
bets are off.
It's the aggressor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to go ahead and get you.
It's going to find where you're at. It's going to see you going potty, and it's going to approach.
It's going to come on ahead and towards you and get you. Listen to Call Chelsea Peretti on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Show. All right, guys, here we are, our last break of the day on this Thursday. Yes.
Yes, it is.
In my mind.
What you doing, big dog? What is this?
I don't know. I'm just doing like you still stuck on that.
Dog, just do it. Just go ahead. Don't quit. Do it again, dog.
No, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, what would you do? Would you rather be a lead singer on a Christmas song or the lead in a Christmas movie? I don't even really know no Christmas movie. Uh-huh. But I can't be the elf. Can't be Rudolph. You know, I don't like
Santa.
Wizard of Oz.
You can't be Santa, nothing like that.
Wizard of Oz.
That was on the other night, The Wizard of Oz.
I don't even know what they be doing in there. You know, I had to watch it when it came out, but I never really enjoyed The Wizard of Oz. You know, I just...
Really?
One of my favorite movies of all time.
One of your favorite movies of all time.
Of all time.
You know how you got to be mentally to like The Wizard of Oz as one of your favorite movies of all time?
It is.
What kind of depressed ass childhood did you have?
I had a beautiful childhood.
Hey, get bed, a lollipop man.
Yes.
All of that.
Come on, Munchkin.
See, Munchkins is too much in the movie that I can't talk about.
Which.
Well, I like The Wiz. Let's go with that.
Yeah, I was never really that. I wasn't much of an old movie guy. I just didn't. Mm-hmm.
But you do love old songs.
You know, yeah. my focus was somewhere else. I kept trying to figure it out, man. I didn't know that I could have prayed about it. And made it a lot easier for myself. So I was spending all my time thinking about it, worrying about it.
But you had a praying mother, though, Steve, you know?
I'm telling you right now, I'm the result of her prayer. Because how I made it through sometimes, I don't even know. Because this show wasn't me. I was steady making a series of dumbass decisions.
People do that when they're young, you know? Yeah. That's what you do when you figure it out. You make mistakes.
I mean, back to back to back to back.
Because we weren't listening to anything our parents told us.
But look where you're at now. You didn't did it.
Yeah. And you keep on. You're going to be somebody one day. Keep on.
Shirley, you're funny with
that. I say that all the time, yeah. And I believe you will, Steve. You're going to make
it. But if you weren't a stand-up monk, I believe you would have been a lead singer in a group, though. I mean, if you was doing like a Christmas special, just you singing, what would your outfit look like and you come out and hit them notes? What would you look like?
Oh, dog, I'd have a red sequence jacket. Green sequence pants. White,
I got the visual.
White patent leather boots.
Boom.
White shirt.
Okay.
With green and red sparkly ruffles on it.
Yeah.
With like the cuffs sticking out under the jacket, trimmed in green glitter.
Sounds like there a sexy go. Tall elf.
Boy.
Yeah.
Boy.
You have a hat.
Whoa, I'm dreaming of a white
you better sing up
Christmas.
In here.
I won't come. They told me
ba
rapa bum bum.
Just a spotlight.
Me and my drum.
Ignorant.
Side.
It's the album.
Silent night.
Stupid.
Wonderful Christmas.
It's calm.
Come on.
And all is bright. Steve does the hits. Yes. Nuts roasting on an open fire.
Junior, get your boy.
Oh,
I
Lord.
I gotta let him
Jack
go.
Frost.
Yeah.
Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Mm-hmm. Utah Cows.
I'm drinking some
being
hot
sung
right
by the choir.
Did you hear that song?
He and that bow.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Dressed up like Eskimo.
Yeah.
Oh, everybody knows.
Let them know about Christmas, Steve.
Boy, I'm sitting up in here, man.
Boy.
Mm-hmm. I see Jingle Bells.
This boy ain't through. He ain't through.
Boy. What you singing, the first Noel? What?
Silver Bells.
Silver Bells.
Brooks Benton.
Yes.
Soon it will be Christmas night. Oh, Lord. Give me another one.
Jingle Bells.
Jangle. Jangle Bell. Oh, jingle.
What about
all of the way. All the way. Oh, and oh, what fun. What fun we having.
Yes.
With our hood back on a one-horse open sleigh.
Joy to the world.
Joy to the world. The Lord has come. Let earth come on, receive.
Come on now.
A king. Cause he's here now. I said he here now.
That's what it's all about.
Oh, boy. Hey, y'all, have a great one today. Sorry about them closing remarks. I was on one. But I feel better now.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of Bitcoin. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of Bitcoin, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.